Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy, you're sexy, sexy, sex virus. Sexy, you're sexy, sexy, you're sex virus.
I wanna get the beer up in here. Hey, hey, I wanna get the beer up in here. I wanna pump it up, put up, pump. I wanna pump it up, put up, pump. I wanna get the beer up in here. How do I look?
Mysterious. Androgynous. Sensual. How do I look? Legendary.
Runway diva. How do I look? Runway diva. Hey, hey, I wanna get Sophia up in here.
Sexy, you're sexy, sexy, sex virus, sexy, you're sexy, sexy, you're sexy.
Across the globe, my darlings, honey. It is another glorious day, and you know what time it is. So I hope you have all your crumpets together, darlings, because it's time to dish tea, and you're dishing tea, darlings. Ha ha! With Big Meats. Hey, babies. Yes, yes, yes. It's one of those days, honey. I'm doing a lot better today than I have been in a little minute. Although, you know, I'm sitting up here now. Thank God that it's cool again. The AC had went out in my unit, and I had to get up here and get the children to get the air right and carry it on. So we are back, and this, that, and the third. Plus, we're doing a spring cleaning, which is taking me. I need Hazel and Florence and somebody else, child, honey, because twitching my nose, I think I'm in a vapor lock, honey, because I can't get it done like I want to. But, yeah, so as we're preparing for all of this, that, and the third, honey, it is absolutely wonderful and gorgeous, honey. I thank you for your love and your time for coming out to support us. If you're listening by computer and wish to join in on the conversation, please feel free to call in at 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. Or if you're listening by computer and wish to join us over here in the tea room is open. Hey, Road to Stardom Radio over there in the tea room, honey. Shout out to you. That's another one of our Blog Talk stations here on Blog Talk Network. So thank you for your love and your support. If you want to wish to go on over there and to put your questions, comments, concerns, or just to interact with everyone, please remember that you have to build a profile page in order to interact. Otherwise, you'll just be known as a guest, and you can read everything, but you won't be able to interact. So you're over there in the tea room. Now, let me put this. When you're over there, honey, please note that this is only the written word, honey. We're in this technology now to where everything is written. And a lot of times from our own experiences, we believe or perceive that someone is trying to neck roll us, trying to let us have it, trying to finger snap us, trying to do all that. And that may not necessarily be the intent or the way that they have decided to write that. They may be coming from a different place. So please understand that it's okay to disagree. Just don't be disagreeable, because I'm popping in there. And when I come up in there, honey, and see that y'all are cutting up, honey, I will cut you to the white meat. You understand? Yes, my darlings, honey. So just make sure that you dish your tea over there responsibly, please. Just dish your tea over there responsibly. Right here and right now, let me put my disclaimer here, that Dishing Tea with Big Meat is for mature audiences, that the language and or subject matters that you hear on this program is not intended for children or anyone who is not mature to handle the subject matter, so your listening discretion is advised. Again, Dishing Tea for Big Meat is for mature audiences, and the language and or subject matters that you hear on this program is not intended for children or anyone who is not mature enough to handle the subject matter. So your listening discretion is advised, honey. For those of you who know me, which many of you do, y'all know I have a potty mouth. I make no excuses for it. I've earned the right to every 3, 4, 5, 6-letter word that comes out of my mouth, every 15-syllable word that I concoct. If it's coming out, it's coming out, honey. I just know. I don't know what bag I'm coming out of. Just know that I'm coming out of one. So if you're at work, now is the time for you to put your headphones on, turn your volumes down to a respectful level or whatever. If there's children around, honey, go put them off so that they can watch Dora the Explorer, SpongeBob SquarePants, Sesame Street, or something. Because this is the time where the grown and sexy becomes the seasoned and sophisticated. Ah, you like that. But in any event, honey, please, 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 honey, I am not entertaining anything that you got demerits, you got wrote up, you got anything because you're listening to my program, but you did not govern yourself accordingly. So, honey, now is the time for you to be responsible, okay? Be responsible. Do the right thing, as Spike Lee said, okay? If you have any questions, comments, concerns, show ideas, show topics, wish to become one of my sponsors or whatever, please feel free to email me at BigMeach, BigMeach, @dishingtea.com. That's BigMeach, @dishingtea.com. Or just go over to the website, www.dishingtea.com, for more information on everything, to our social network pages, for information on what's coming up, about our play, No Time for the Pain, which we're in pre-production with it now and still need to raise funds. So if you want to support over there, you can. Please feel free to do so. Also, the link to my other webpage with my partners over at AtlantaLGBT.com. The link to that website is over there as well. So be sure to go over there and entertain yourselves, okay? And also you'll find information on how you can obtain an autographed copy of my book, Awakenings, Epiphanies Along a Spiritual Journey, okay? Yeah. So feel free to do all that for me. And yes, I'm living for that, okay? So today, before we get any further, let me give y'all the name of today's show. And I call today's show, I Am What I Am, and my name is Opulence. Okay, today is going to be a very interesting show, honey. And we're going to get into a few things regarding the world of cosmetic surgery, or as the politically correct term is becoming, aesthetic medicine, huh? Okay, now before we get into any of that, let me have this special announcement coming up from one of our sponsors. This is Pharaoh's Treasure Box, honey. And as you know, it's time for our Five More Artists show to come up again. It's coming up this September, September 7th, 2013. I will be there, praise God, because I will be in town. So you guys could come out and meet me and carry on. I'll have copies of the books there as well. So what we're looking for right now is for our business owners and all of that to advertise your business in our souvenir program booklet or our playbill, if you will. So for more information, I need for you to contact Peter Jackson at 248-688-5178 or 5179. That's 248-688-5178 or 5179. Okay, we have all of information that you need. You go to pharaohstreasurebox.com for more information and to find out how you, too, can get in on the fun. Or email me, and I can send you the link over, and it will be posted up at dishingtea.com as well. So, yes, we're looking for you to come on now. You can advertise for as low as $25 for a business card size to advertise your business in the program booklet. An evening of art, jazz, and theater, honey. It's fantastic. And that's going to be in Detroit, Michigan, honey. So we have all the information coming to you very, very soon, okay? But, yeah, we're looking now to raise the funds, honey. Y'all know how it is. We got to raise these funds. 248-688-5178 or 5179 for more information, okay? So having said all that, let me wet my palate. I'm going to come back, and when I come back, we're going to be talking with a mister, and that wasn't going to come out right. I was going to say we're going to be talking with a young man who can give us the inside on aesthetic medicines from his particular angle, and we will get into that in just a few minutes, and I'm going to give you his name. Now I'm going to let y'all wait for it. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, y'all know how I do. So with that, I will see you in about 2 and 2, okay?
Trigg Laboratories manufactures premium sexual wellness and consumer healthcare products and is the parent company of Wet International Incorporated, one of the world's best-selling lines of personal lubricants and intimacy products. We carry a large variety of personal and flavored lubricants, flavored heating massage lotions, and aromatherapy heating massage oils. Whether you need a little or a lot, Wet has you covered. Our line of high-quality, innovative, and unique products are formulated using only the finest ingredients at our FDA-approved facility, meeting the strictest manufacturing standards. Wet is available worldwide at specialty stores and online retailers and at pharmacies nationwide. For more information or to find a retailer near you, log on to www.stayswetlonger.com. Trig Laboratories. We create fun, quality, trusted products to innovate your intimacy.
The Big Brothers Network. Yeah, men of color, men of size. The Big Brothers Network was created to celebrate the larger man of color and those who admire him. We intend to promote a positive self-image within our community and the mainstream population. Our goal is to embrace our differences, to inspire self-love, and increase camaraderie through positive brotherly interactions. We intend to accomplish these goals through the BBN magazine, local and national events, and networking forums. For more information or to catch the latest copy of the BBN magazine, please go to www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. That's www.bigbrothersnetwork.com. The Big Brothers Network, men of color, men of size.
Say, hey, what I am.
And all right. And we are back. Oh, I hate that. I couldn't fade that out like that. That was such an abrupt ending to all that musical overture or whatever. But it wouldn't fade like I wanted to. So please forgive me if you're trying to read me on it. Yes, I know. It was just abrupt. Okay. Oh, we are back. If you're just joining us, honey, feel free. I want to come in on the conversation. Please feel free to call 347-205-9183. That's 347-205-9183. I am what I am, and my name is Opulence. Ah, okay. That there is today is the title of today's show. And as I said, the world of cosmetic surgery has only been heavily attributed to females and the upper echelons of society, but the movement has made great strides in accepting men into its equation. Now, see, more and more men are going under the knife and having procedures done that would amaze you. Yes, yes, yes. So today, we will be speaking with Mr. John Marshall. He is the Director of Marketing for Men's Services at Aesthetic Art by Opulence, headed by Dr. Nedra Dodds. We will delve into the world of aesthetic medicine and explore its popularity with men today. Everything, honey, from the Brazilian butt lift to guyliner. We're going to find out what that is. And we will discuss which procedures may be right for you, if you're considering that, okay? So, honey, I hope you got all of your crumpets. Grab them all together, because we got a nice big old hot pot of tea. And without any further ado, let's get into this. And this is Mr. John Marshall. Hello there, my darling. Thank you for coming on to the show. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Honey, I am everything, and everything is moi.
That's awesome. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here.
Okay. Well, honor and a privilege. Well, praise God for that. You know, I take no credit for it, honey. It's all God. I'm just sitting up here just being the vessel. So with that, with having said that, let's go into this. And I want to take it from, let's start with your beginnings of coming in with Dr. Nedra. Well, before we go there, let me say this. Dr. Nedra and I, we've met each other a couple of times, and we really got to talking in depth when we were on the set for Divas and Cocktails. Y'all can meet, see me there at divasandcocktails.com. As a matter of fact, she does an episode on aesthetic medicines and carrying on that particular program. It's a web series. So that's how she and I came up with the idea of coming on and putting this concept together. And so she said that you would be perfect because as a male, you know, this would give insight from a men's perspective. So I wanted to start there and then bring you in on the fold as to how you got involved with this in the beginning. So take it from there.
Well, I've known Dr. Nedra Dodds for about, I'd say, 7 or 8 years. It was actually funny the way I met her. I was at a jewelry store. A friend of mine, her mom owned the jewelry store, and Dr. Nedra had came in looking at some earrings or something, I can't remember exactly, but she was just there shopping, and she has such a presence, and she's so fabulous and beautiful, and you know, and I just saw her, and I was like, who is this person? I've got to know her. So I just walked over to her and introduced myself, and she said, I'm Nedra Dodds. Mm-hmm. And then she said, I'm Dr. Nedra Dodds. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, well, my name is John Marshall. Very nice to meet you.
Okay.
So she told me she did cosmetic surgery, and she refined beauty. That's our email address, refinedbeauty@opulencecs.com. But anyway, and so we were talking about that, and I took her card, and next thing I knew, you know, I made an appointment to see her, and you know, got a little Botox touch up here and there, you know, got me a little filler, and you know, the rest is history. We've been really good friends ever since.
Okay. So now your intro to the whole idea of cosmetic surgery, as you said, you have experienced this for yourself. What is that? What is that dynamic? What does that entail? Because a lot of folks, when we hear cosmetic surgery, everybody want to go to, you know, folks getting facelifts, you know, breast implants, you know, and now, you know, when folks are getting the butt implants and this, that, and the other. But we don't hear it from men. So what was that for you? Well, let me take that back, because since Will and Grace, you know, been on television, you know, the children are going to get Botox now and everybody getting popped and all that. So what was that dynamic for you? And was it a fear factor there, or were you comfortable with it? What was all that?
Well, you know, there's always something about everybody, no matter how perfect they are, there's already something about them that they don't like, or they want to enhance, or could be different, or could be better. And, you know, it's so accepted, you know, in society for women to get a facelift or a breast enhancement or whatever, but you don't really hear a lot about men. And I talked to Dr. Nedra, and I was like, you know, we have a whole untapped market here of, you know, men want to have stuff done too, and they just don't know that it's available, or don't know what they can do, and, you know, don't know that, you know, that we work on them too. And, you know, that's kind of where that whole my position branched out into, you know, marketing to the male community.
Okay, so let's talk about that. How is it that you market towards the male community? What is it that makes this such a dynamic market without being so sissified? You know, if you know what I mean? Because go ahead.
Well, there, you know, a lot of men are afraid of looking like, I mean, you know, look how bad Kenny Rogers looks. He had a really bad facelift, and he just looks terrible, as some people might put it. And, you know, and he just went overboard and had a really bad, and some people say stuff about Michael Jackson and all of his nose jobs and everything that he had done. And, you know, there's a fine line between going overboard and just getting a little enhancement. And, you know, there's all kind of services men can get done. You know, I'm not only an employee here, but I'm also a patient of Dr. Nedra's. I've had work done myself, and, you know, I'm very, very proud of what I've had done and proud of her work. So there's all kind of services that men, that are catered to men, and not making you look sissified, unless you want that. You know, some men want a more feminine look, and, you know, if that's what you want, we can certainly accommodate. But most men want the look of going to the gym, like they want the six-pack abs and the nice chest and the big arms and the really tight, round butt, you know, without having to spend so much time in the gym. And that's what we can do for men.
Now, when you said big arms, there are arm implants as well. Are you serious?
Yeah, there's my partner, actually, we do what's called a fat transfer, and when you transfer the fat from another part of the body to a new part of the body that doesn't have any fat on it, like, he was a twink, and, you know, he had a 28 waist, you know, just really skinny, and barely had any fat on him at all. So it was really difficult for her to find the fat to transfer, but with the new procedures we have, by transferring the fat to, like, say, the arms and putting it in the muscles, it actually makes the muscles bigger and actually makes them grow. So he's got these really nice, defined, beautiful arms and a beautiful chest because she found some fat. I don't know where it was, but put it there.
Really?
Yeah.
Now let's get into this, because, see, I'm sitting up here, and according to my research, okay, they don't talk about this as being one of the most popular procedures. But according to, what is this? This is plastic surgery statistics, and they said that lipoplasty, which is fat removal, a rhinoplasty for the nose, and I'm going to tear this name up again, blepharoplasty, I guess that's the eyelid, y'all, for those who, and I need clarity on that. Is that complete eyelid, or is that the bag removal up under the eyes as well? I'm not sure.
That's bag removal.
That's bag removal. Okay.
Yeah.
The gynecomastia. That's from, you know, I hate when men get rid of their tits. I like men breasts, but okay. And then the autoplasty. That's for those, you know, who you want the ears pinned back or whatever the case may be. Now, according to this, they said those are the top five procedures that that are right there for men. But there's also where they go into what, like you just said, you know, wanting the six packs, and you know, there was a whole big thing that became revolutionary with pectoral implants, you know, the male equivalent to the breast implant or whatever, and et cetera, et cetera. So how does, you know, if a man wanted to go, what is that procedure? Take us along that procedure. If a man is coming in here and wants to have these kinds of procedures done, particularly at your establishment, because Dr. Nedra is not your typical doctor. You know, she's a
not
character.
At all.
Okay,
yeah.
She is a character.
Very much so.
And you know, she and what I appreciate about that is, if you're not coming in with some kind of knowledge about your procedure or whatever, she will educate you to make sure that this is what you want. And then, quite truthfully, if this is something that is going to be hurtful or whatever, she gives me the impression that she's going to tell you that ain't what you need.
Well,
you
more know? Importantly, more importantly, not to cut you off, but more importantly, she finds out why you want what you want. And, you know, if you're having a lot of problems in your life and you think that cosmetic surgery is going to just dramatically change your life and make you a better person, it's not going to happen. And she'll tell you, you know, this isn't for you. This isn't what you're wanting this for the wrong reasons. If you lost a bunch of weight and you have a bunch of sagging skin and you want that removed, you know, just to continue on with your betterment of yourself, that's one thing. But, you know, if you have a partner that says, I don't like your sagging skin, I think you need to get it cut off, you know, that's not a good reason to do it, because someone else wants you to do it. You want to do it for yourself and to make yourself better, your own assets.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets inside your head a little bit and finds out why you want what you want done, instead of just saying, you know, just putting you on an assembly line and just doing what you ask, you know.
Okay. Which is what I appreciate. Now let's go into a lot of the procedures that men are looking for now, because now, as a gay man myself, okay, I like big men, okay. One
mm-hmm.
of the things that, you know, we all adore is a man with an ass, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now come on now. But at the come on now. Okay, but at the same time, you know, there, you know, without it looking as if it has been, you know, surgically done or whatever, how do those procedures work? Because in my mind, I just had a gastric surgery, okay, and
mm-hmm.
and I have to have another operation for this damn hernia and this, that, and the other. So all of this has been preparing me for my next surgery. I didn't want it because I was losing the weight on my own or whatever, but they kept telling me it wasn't enough. So now that I'm here, I've lost so much weight so quickly. My ass, I don't feel as though my ass is there. And I've seen, you know, some of the little procedures, and I've gone to the website, you know, aestheticartbyopulence.com for y'all if you want to see pictures, you know, of before and after shots. However, in my mind, I keep thinking fake. You know, this is going to be fake. And I know it's fat transfer and this, that, and the other, and it's going to feel right, and it's all natural, quote unquote. However, what is the consultation about for those who come in and may still be up under that this is going to be fake kind of mentality? Remember how it was for breast implants? You know, when they first got them, but they look good, but they look hard. You know,
yeah.
You can tell that they wasn't together. This, that, and the other. How does, you know, taking us from point A to point B, and then the realism of it?
Well, you know, a lot of people, you know, have the wrong idea about butt implants or whatever, and they think it's just this hard silicone ass-shaped device that she implants under the skin and sews to the muscle. You know, that's kind of the old-fashioned way of doing it, and that's what they did until they learned the science of fat transfer.
Mm-hmm.
And nowadays, you know, you can take somebody's own, because unfortunately, I was not blessed in the rear like most people from the good Lord. And So, and that was one thing about my body that I always never was happy about. And, you know, I just kept going on and on and on to her about how unhappy I was. And, you know, she's like, well, let's just do this. Let's just, you know, this will give you what you want. And when she actually did mine, it was a fat transfer. And she had to work hard to find fat on me, too, because I didn't have a lot. I still don't. But one of the doctors that designed the machine that she uses was there in the surgery, and I was laying on the table. Of course, I was out of it, but, you know, I heard about this later. And, you know, he said, you know, I'm not a gay man, but, you know, that is one good-looking ass on a man. And, you know, I get compliments all the time, and, you know, the only real downside about it is, you know, I'm not used to having any kind of ass back there, and, you know, like, I'll knock stuff over with it, and I'll be like, ooh. I'll bump into stuff. Like the first when I was first up and able to get around, and I went to Starbucks as part of my daily routine, and I was putting my half and half of my coffee. I turned around, and there's the newspaper rack at the front of the store, and my ass just took the whole thing out.
Lord, Lord.
And I've had people smack me on my ass, or ooh, you know, and you know, total strangers, and I'm just like, oh, I love the attention, because, you know, nobody ever looked at it before, because there was nothing there.
Wow. Okay, now here we go. Because just with that procedure alone, what keeps it in its natural form? Because I was thinking about this, you know, for those who exercise and this, that, and the other, you know, you do your squats, you do your this, and then, the, you know, fat, you want the fat to become muscle. So is that part of the post-operative regimen or requirements or what? How does it maintain? And then once it starts to take shape, do we then have to worry about everything else? Time, age, it sags because it was already fat to begin with. What is that for the post care?
You know, honestly, I'm not that well versed on the technical part of it, but from what I understand and the information I have is the fat is transferred into the muscle. So the fat gets embedded into the muscle, and it's kind of like planting a seed and makes the muscle larger. So, you know, it doesn't feel like a fake ass at all. I mean, it feels as real as it can be, and look at it naked, it looks like a real ass. I mean, and the good thing about it is there's a man's ass and there's a woman's ass, and they're two totally different things.
Really?
You know, I don't know if you ever look at many naked women. I know I don't, but I've seen them, and
right.
their ass is just shaped completely different than a man's ass. And the thing about this is where the artist in Dr. Nedra comes in. She knows how to make a man's ass look like a man's ass and not like a woman's ass. And she knows how to make a woman's ass look like a woman's ass. And it's just, it's part of her skill and talent that does such a good job. And I'm very impressed by it. In fact, if you go look at the before and after pictures online, one of the asses on there is mine. Not going to tell you which one, but there's not many.
I'm going to find it.
There's not many men's asses on there.
So. I'm going to take a commercial break and find that one.
Yeah,
hot diggity
art,
boom, hey,
by opulence.com, you know, you can find it.
Okay.
But I was
right.
very proud to post for that picture because my ass is beautiful. I love it.
Okay. Well, all righty then. Okay. Well, all righty then. I ain't mad. Okay. I am not mad. So now, you know, let's go here because let's go into some of the procedures that are available over there at Aesthetic Arts by Opulence and what it is that you guys specialize in for men specifically, and then what are most popular, you know, in this world of aesthetic medicine.
Well, I'd have to say, you know, there's more to cosmetic medicine than just going under anesthesia and having some procedure done, the majority of people, majority of men, have the same day services like Botox injection, filler injections. A new trend has become anal bleaching. You know,
what
there's
the
a
hell?
Lot of people.
I've heard that. What is that? Because that I was like, you finna do what?
Okay, you know, and you know, I'm not. Some people are believe it's more better to give than to receive.
Uh huh.
And those that like to receive more, like a nice clean pink palette for. To receive,
okay.
You know, if
uh-huh.
you get my drift there.
I got you.
And the anal bleaching, you know, sometimes, you know, and not being too personal or too graphic here, but, you know, just the way it is, sometimes it gets a little dirty and a little rusty and a little not quite pink and pretty as it should be. And we can certainly make it back to the nice, pretty way it was intended to be.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You sound speechless.
Wow. Okay. I don't know. Wow. My mind just, I mean, wow. I done went to 500 different places, I believe, with this. Because I'm like,
but you know it's a big thing on a lot of people's mind, and
yes,
you know,
because I'm hearing this so much. I'm like, what? When I first heard it, I was like, are you kidding me? What are you talking about, child? An anal bleaching, you know? And I'm like, okay, let me wrap my head around this. And then now I heard it from women. I haven't heard it from a man yet.
Oh,
but,
there's lots of men that that like to get that done.
Get out of here.
It's very popular, very, very popular, especially
really?
Among the
See,
especially among the
here,
bottom community.
Child, you going to sit up here going to have me ask questions. Now, I can sit up here and ask the children now, honey, is this bleach or is this real?
It's
okay.
Real.
Could I get out of here. I'm done. I'm done. Okay, well, all right, okay. Just to get it a youthful appearance again.
Yeah, to
really?
make it nice and pink and pretty and, you know, more desirable.
Okay.
Not that, you know, I would have figured that not as many people look at it as often as they do, but, you know, a lot of people study it every day, their own, and, you know, don't like it, you know, don't like the color of it, and we can certainly fix that.
Oh, well, all right. Okay. So now I see on here that you offer guy liner. What is guy liner?
Guy liner is a subtle eyeliner that a lot of men wear eyeliner and like to have their eyes lined because it brings out the color of their eyes, and
mm-hmm.
we do a subtle liner around the eyes that brings them out.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, okay. Okay, very interesting, very interesting, very interesting. Now, what else did that you offer that has become just the rave or the popular to do?
Mostly the old standbys are the most popular. Like I said, Botox and filler. You know, lot of men, you know, to get rid of those wrinkles on the forehead and around the eyes,
uh-huh.
we'll get Botox and stay on a regular regimen. And, you know, the thing about it is if you start earlier in life, then you never develop the deep lines and wrinkles. So you don't have the problems when you get older. You know, a lot of the, you know, older stars these days say if they'd have had Botox when I was in my 20s, you know, I wouldn't have to be using so much of it today to stay, or I wouldn't need a facelift. And that's true. You know, if you can keep those wrinkles from ever forming, then you don't have to get them removed later on.
Child, okay. Now, see, let's go here, because I'm sure as you are marketing these particular services, that we market to make sure that the best of the best of what this your possibility, your end result could be. However, how do you address the fears of it as you're marketing this, you know, and doing your research and then having Dr. Nedra, you know, explain these particular procedures? How do you, you know, quiet the fears? Because, you know, all this stuff about Botox, and it's, you know, when we think of that, we think chemicals, we think needles, we think, you know, all those particular things, and of course the horrors. The whole joke is, okay, you got so much Botox, can't nobody tell if you're sad or not, because everything is so stretched, your eyes are popped, and this, that, and the other. So how do you calm, you know, or do you have to leave that to the doctors to have them calm the fears of everyone?
Well, you know, she does a good job, and in fact, there's a lot of people have a lot of questions, and in fact, so many so that we actually are starting a new column in Phoenix Magazine, a local Atlanta publication, and going to be doctor, give me the news, and Dr. Nedra is going to have people write in and ask questions about, you know, their questions about cosmetic procedures, and she's going to have a regular weekly column where she answers these questions, and an email address where you can the public can email these questions, and she'll answer them for you.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
It's kind of like a Dear Abby, Ann Landers
mm-hmm.
type thing,
mm-hmm.
you know, where, you know, she doesn't just pick a topic and babble about it. She'll actually, it's all the feedback comes from the reader, and the reader's going to ask the questions, and we'll answer the reader's questions. And once a month, she's going to be doing like a live webcast of answering the question in person.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah,
okay.
So we're real excited about that. But, you know, as far as, you know, calming, you know, answering questions, and you know, most people honestly don't have that many questions. I mean, is it going to hurt? Well, you know, they say beauty is pain. So, and a lot of things that are pleasurable hurt at first. You know what I mean?
Ow! Points! Points and points. Aha, you did that. You did that. Yes, you did.
I went there.
You did. Oh, you did that.
Hot
damn.
If it don't hurt, it wasn't good.
Hot damn. I was not ready. Okay. Okay. Okay.
And it's only going to hurt in the... It'll only hurt.
Just relax, honey. You'll be all right. Trust me. Okay.
If you're not hurting, I'm not done.
Okay. Anywho, Jesus is on the Bay Ledger. Okay. Now here, let me do this. I'm going to take a slight little commercial break here. When I come back, let's go there, because, see, one of the things about cosmetic surgery, and when we think about men, it always breaks down into, you know, sexual orientation and carrying on as it appears, and let me stress that, it appears that more men who are open and public about cosmetic surgery happen to be of LGBT culture. You know, we don't hear a lot of our heteroattractional counterparts who are open about it, you know, outside of those who have become the spectacles. You know, the Kenny Rogers, the Bruce Jenners, the Michael Jacksons, and carrying on.
Right.
So let's discuss that when we come back after the break. And as you being in the business, as you're marketing, you know, if there's a difference in trying to market for that demographic. So just hold that. When we come back, honey, we'll get into that. So I will see you guys in just a few moments, honey, because I got to get the answer to that one. Because Yeah, okay. If it don't hurt, honey, I ain't done. Hot damn.
the Caribbean American Boys Entertainment. We specialize in jerk and conch food catering, party promotions and emceeing, entertainment with the Caribbean swagger, island fever on the mainland, bam, bam. We also provide customized tour guides through gay-friendly Bahamas to all the hot spots of dining and club life events. Mr. Savano T. DeMarco is the founder and CEO of the CABC. For more information, please contact him at CaribbeanBoysATL@yahoo.com. That's Caribbean Boys with a Z, ATL, at yahoo.com, or on Facebook at facebook.com/Savano T. DeMarco. That's facebook.com/Savano T. DeMarco. Caribbean American Boys Entertainment. Island fever on the mainland. Bam, bam. Trey Day Management and Publicity Firm, an Atlanta-based PR production and management consultancy firm specializing in aggressive publicity and exposure campaigns, artist development, leveraging mutually beneficial relationships, and brokering deal with integrity. At Trey Day Management, enjoy a touch of Southern hospitality with a universal appeal. For all of your public relations and entertainment management needs, contact Travion Davenport at 678-523-3088. That's 678-523-3088, or email at tradaypr@gmail.com. That's Trayday, TREADAYPR@gmail.com. Trayday Management and Publicity Firm.
Funny how a breaking heart can make me start to say, what good is mine? Funny how I often seem, think I'll never find a dream. My great big world is part of me and my
we are back. If you're just joining us, my darlings, we're sitting up here having a real conversation, honey, about men and becoming a part of the equation in the whole cosmetic surgery industry. Aesthetic medicine, as it's called. And we're joined with Mr. John Marshall, who is the Director of Services of Marketing for Men's Services at Aesthetic Art by Obulence, a cosmetic surgery practice here in Atlanta, Georgia. More often, y'all in Kennesaw, actually. In Kennesaw, Georgia, ran and headed by Dr. Nedra Dodds. So, Mr. Marshall, we are back. And I pose this question. As far as the demographics and dealing with men, because most of the time, or it appears, that many who are very public with having procedures from, you know, any kind of cosmetic procedures, usually are of LGBT culture. As you market the business or whatever, is that something that you consider when you do when for demographics or when you're out trying to market, or is it just all one and the same?
Well, our community is more open about discussing it and admitting to having it done, but there a lot of men in the heterosexual community also have our procedures done. In fact, we have more heterosexual male clients than we do homosexual.
And,
yes, and but if you think about it this way, you know, a man, say, in his late 40s, early 50s, you know, may want to look more youthful for a number of reasons. You know, they're taken more seriously at work. They get more promotions if the upper management thinks they're younger or if they have a more youthful appearance. You know, they obviously, a lot of them are still single. And, you know, still looking for someone or, you know, dating, and just number of reasons why, but, you know, they just don't discuss it as much. But, you know, like I said, more heterosexual men than homosexual men come into our practice.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of surprising. Yes.
Okay, now let me take this question a little further as far as demographics are concerned. What about an ethnic issue as far as black versus white versus Latino? And is there a difference there?
That's really hard to say because, you know, our clientele is pretty well mixed throughout.
Diverse.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Very, very diverse as far as the ethnic background. A really good friend of mine comes here. He's black and he gets skin tightening and he's had some chemical peels and some Botox and different things done. And so it's not really just for white or Hispanic or black. It's, you know, we really see all genders here.
Okay. Now let's talk about those procedures that are not so evasive. You know, we're just, you know, the chemical peels and all of that. You know, because a lot of folks still do not see that as a cosmetic procedure. Why? Is it because it is, I know when you go to the doctors and things, and I know many of you out there have heard, you know, you may have wanted to get something done or thought you needed something done, but your insurance won't pay for it because it is considered to be a cosmetic procedure, meaning that it is done to help your appearance. There's not nothing medically wrong, you know.
Are they considered elective?
Elective, that's the word I'm looking for, an elective procedure, you know, and a lot of times they won't pay for it. So with these kinds of skin, you know, with a chemical peel or Botox or all of that, a lot of folks still don't consider that to be a cosmetic procedure. Why? You know, the definition that I gave, is that the reason why it's considered to be cosmetic and done as a specialty? Or is there something more?
Well, before I answer that, someone wants to say hello to you.
Oh, okay.
Hello, is this Big Meech?
Hey, Dr. Nedra, darling. Hi, darling.
How are you, darling?
I am everything.
I thought that I would just step out of a room and come in and say hey to the listeners out there, and, of course, to you, sir.
Oh, well, baby, I'm glad that you did, because I know usually you are all engulfed with patients and things right now. So I'm glad you had a free moment.
Yes, I'm all into the beautification process as we speak.
Oh, excuse me.
Right,
the beautification process. Okay, you just worked me for that.
Yes. Yes, I'm sure you just heard that. So John said, I'm as deep in the beautification process.
As deep. So, okay, that's stupid.
Yes.
So, okay.
But I wanted to say hello and thank you so much for having us on your show. And I will definitely try to get you to myself on my schedule next time.
Yes.
Definitely I wanted to say hey to the listeners. And I'm sure John is filling you in on all the wonderful things that we do here at Opulence. So,
yes, indeed. Now, let everybody know how to get your Opulence line, because, you know, I'm in love with that lotion and things, honey. So tell everybody real quick.
Well, you could just come to the office. You know, that's a simple way. But, you know, if people act like they can't get in the car and get on the 75, you can contact our office. The main number is 770-591-3429, and actually give us their information, and we ship, because we ship all over the world.
Oh,
we got
well,
like that.
Okay, wonderful.
Yes.
Well, right there, my darling.
Smoothie,
I love it.
Smoothie body butter, I think that's the one that you like.
Yes.
Yes, it is fab. Obviously, it's my own creation, and obviously, anytime I say it's good enough to eat, and walk around saying trust me, and lick yourself, try it out.
Okay, exactly. I love
it. Yeah. We do have other products too, along that particular line as a body scrub with its butter and sugar, and it's just wonderful. You know, all types of things we can do to make rubbing happen. And so.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to my patients, and wanted to say thanks again for having us on your show.
Well, thank you for stopping in, honey. Thanks, baby.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right. Dr. Nedra Dodds, children. Okay, I wasn't expecting that.
I thought you'd like that little surprise.
Yeah, well, thank you, baby, because, all right, okay. Now, you know, hearing her voice, I wanted to go in medically with her, but I'll save that for part two so that she can, you know, get us medically with everything. However, you know, business-wise or whatever, with far as marketing and understanding the procedures, what has been an obstacle for you with educating folks about the beautification process, particularly men? Because again, you know, we are dealing with the whole machismo thing and this, that, and the other. You know, is this going to be too sissified and all that? And then for those who just flat out are against it and all those naysayers.
Well, you know, that it has been a very big challenge for me trying to figure out a way to market to let people know that they shouldn't be ashamed to come get something done, that they shouldn't be ashamed of, you know, making themselves look better and, you know, trying to just giving it a try, because it really will improve, in my opinion, your quality of life. And so I spend my time trying to convince men that, you know, that other people do it, you know, men do it, and, you know, it's a great thing. And you know, it's something that, honestly, it's something that, you know, it's not as painful as you think it's going to be. It's not that dramatic of a difference to where that, you know, like, you know, some people worry about getting hair extensions because everybody's going to know it's fake. You know, it's such a gradual change or whatever that not everybody's going to know that, you know, right away that, you know, they'll say something's different about you, but I can't put my finger on it, you know, like going from having 2-inch hair to 20-inch hair, that's obviously very noticeable.
Okay, <right. laughs>
But like just having, you know, like your forehead smoothed out by some Botox or filling in your laugh lines and creases, you know, that's something that, you know, when new people meet you, they're going to notice a difference, or they're not going to notice a difference if they ever saw you before, but people that know you're going to be like, well, can't quite put my finger on it, but you look younger and you look great and you're glowing. You know, that's what we get most is people say that you glow. So I try to market that in a way that to men, to let them know that, you know, that you know, there are things you can have done and that are minimally invasive.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense. Did I answer your question?
Yeah. And again, see, I wanted to go with that minimally invasive piece because a lot of times, you know, most folks think that a lot of these procedures, you have to go up under the knife and they got to put you to sleep and this, that, and the other. But a minimally invasive procedure like a microdermabrasion or a chemical peel or even Botox, you know, when you have to market that, you know, again, in calming the fears, how do you calm them when you tell them that?
Well, I do remind them that it is minimally invasive, and you know, there's very minimal downtime. I mean, really, the only downtime you have is taking time out of your schedule to come here and get it done. So that it's not like you're going to be in the bed for 2 days because you can't move, or you know, it's not going to affect you going back to work. So you just try to, you know, market that aspect of it to everyone.
Okay. Now, let's go here, because I hit it for a second, and that was when we were talking about these kinds of procedures, many of them are not covered by insurance unless there is, you know, there's a way to get around it and this, that, and the other. So how does one deal with financing these kinds of procedures and things? Because some of them can be costly. I know in some of the research that they're saying that, for instance, a rhinoplasty, for those of y'all who want to get nose jobs, that it averages at about $4,300, and that there is an average. So, you know, when dealing with cost and all of that, how do we, you know, actually get, you know, talk about that and bring it up? Because, I mean, this is a business. Let's go there.
Well, we do offer financing, and we have different payment options. We, you know, we have a thing called Care Credit where you can, you know, a lot of places take it, from veterinarians to dentists and other places that aren't 100% covered by insurance, and we do accept those forms of payment. And so plus our prices are very competitive with everyone else in the industry. So we can usually make things work, and you know, there are some procedures that start at under $100 and go up from there. So, you know, we have something to fit everyone's budget.
Wow. So you can sit there and get beauty on the budget, honey. You talking about I'm gonna put my facelift in my mama's name. Okay. Okay. My granddaddy gonna pay for my ass. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Really? Well, that there. Okay. Especially now in this. You know, let me ask this, because see now this begs it. I've always said that everybody talking about how bad the economy is, and I had someone say to me, the economy is not bad. The economy is just new. And I said, okay, I like that, because I've always said it's bad in certain areas or whatever, because everybody's going to pay for what they want. You know. The concert series, everybody can still go to concerts. You, as you well know, honey, the Pride events, honey, with the kids know how to travel to get to dig, honey. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in areas where this is, you know, folks are going to make that time for what they want. So to have financial options and carrying on or payment arrangements and plans and all of that, I think it's fantastic in this particular in this particular industry. However, here's the thing. I don't know. Wait a minute. Should I go there? Yeah, I'm gonna go here because I'm that way. In these kinds of procedures, how is it that, you know, like if you finance your car, honey, you don't make your payment, honey, they're gonna come take that car back. Okay.
Well, before I answer that question, I saw a very interesting piece on CNN. They were interviewing this lady in Beverly Hills, and
uh-huh.
She was talking about how tough the economy was, and she had her hand on her forehead, and she said, "I haven't had a Botox injection in 6 months." She said, "I've had to let one of my maids go. You
oh
know,
my God.
Things are really tough here." And I was thinking to myself, lady, you know, if these are, that's your worst problems. It was just really funny that, you know, the way that, you know, she hadn't, she was behind on her Botox injections. And
exactly.
That shows you how,
okay.
That shows you how important it is to some people, you know. And but as far as, you know, the cost or being cost effective or whatever, but, you know, how much is a better job worth to you? Or how much is a more successful career worth to you? You know, if you look to look better, and studies have shown that better looking people get better jobs and make more money. You know, it's just a scientific proven fact that better looking people make more money, and the better you look, the more money you're going to make. And you know, it may cost up front, but what's it going to pay out in the end? It's not like an investment that you just throw your money away on. You know, and plus it makes you look better and makes you feel better about yourself. So think about it that way. But as far as, you know, I'm not really sure how the whole credit thing works. I mean, they can't come take the Botox out of your forehead if you don't make the payments on it. But you know, I'm sure there's some kind of legal ramifications or something they do to you if you don't pay them.
Right.
Yeah, those people are.
exactly. Now let's go here, because with the aftercare, we were talking about earlier, I know that Dr. Nedra has her skincare line and everything with part of the beautification process. So explain to us that line and its importance with what it is that you offer there.
Well, it's her own line that she has personally formulated herself. We don't allow animal testing. We're a very green company, so we're one of the first green certified. We're trying to get our certification to be one of the first green certified cosmetic medical facilities in the state. But as far as back to the products, I know it's really hard. You probably think it's hard for me to answer a question because I go
so many directions. Fine.
But I have so much to say. But as far as her, she has her own product line that she has developed herself, and it's got her name on it. It's not tested on animals. It is good for the environment. But more importantly, it's something that she as a doctor believes in and endorses and puts her name on it, because she knows what goes in it. She knows what it'll do. She knows the results of it. So, and she wouldn't put her name on anything that she didn't believe in.
Okay. Okay. And so now with the skincare line, you know, because I've sampled that lotion, child, that lotion.
Oh my goodness!
Oh,
that
she,
wonderful.
We were on a
I
set
love
of
it.
Divas and Cocktails, honey. She had you, and see, I'm one. My skin. I fluctuate, and the older I get, honey, the more it changes. Because one minute it's oily, the next minute it is extremely dry. I feel like I'm a fucking cactus plant, you know. You know. And yes, but when I put that lotion on, honey, you know, it was so rich, and it wasn't greasy. It wasn't, you know.
It's very velvety and smooth.
Yes.
And the smell, oh my goodness, it smells so good. I love that stuff. My sister's addicted to it.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you know, in understanding that with the product line, you know, particularly for those who have maybe had a microdermabrasion or a chemical peel or whatever, is that, you know, is it part of the branding or, you know, because I would say, you know, okay, in order to keep this youthful appearance or whatever, you know, try this particular lotion and this, that, and the other. Or is it just, you know, one of those, you know, extensions of the brand? You know, we have our own brand and this, that, and the other. Kind of like you know, the cell phones, honey. You got a T-Mobile this, you know, so you want to use the T-Mobile batteries to make sure you got the T-Mobile this. You know what I'm saying? Is it part of the branding or, you know, is it just something that, you know, she said, okay, I believe in this particular product because this here are what you need to continue your beautification regimen?
Well, more importantly than being part of the brand and all that stuff, it's maintenance of what you're spending your money on. It makes
Good.
The dollars go further and helps you maintain what you, like you said, your microdermabrasion by using the correct moisturizer and the correct facial cleanser and the correct lotion. And it's more importantly help you. And, you know, we talk about the economy being bad and times being tough and people watching their dollars and, you know, spending the little bit up front helps it go further by using the correct stuff to go. Because if you get a, say if you get a chemical peel and don't moisturize your face, then what's the point? You know, you're not really,
exactly.
you're not doing the follow-up maintenance. And more important, and, you know, it may seem like that it's just about branding, but it's not. It's the fact that, you know, she looked around to, you know, because when someone gets something done, you know, we say, well, follow up with this, use some of this for a couple of days, or, you know, use this product X or product Y. And instead of referring it to someone else that, you know, we don't know what's in their product or what went behind it or the quality
exactly.
of ingredients, she decided to come up with her own product line and formulated the stuff herself with a chemist to come up with something that she believes in and she knows what goes in it.
Exactly, and that's what I was getting to because, you know, a lot of times, you know, folks do not, you know, use the proper moisturizers and this, that, and the other. And with all of the stuff that she had in there, tea tree oil and this, that, and the other, you know, avocado oils and things like that that are rich emollients and stuff for that skin. I'm like, girl, you better do this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, wait. I have a call coming in. Listen, we got 989-790, 989-790. Hello there, my darling. You're dishing tea with Big Meech, and this is John Marshall. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Look, I called because I got the call from Mark, and I heard you going. I just called because I didn't know if you still needed help, but sounds like you're doing good.
You're so stupid. Well, you know, as a nurse, and you being in the medical field, you know, when you're hearing of cosmetic procedures and things like that, what is it that you do to, you know, to calm the patients or whatever, and to make sure that, you know, they understand the procedures or whatever? Is that something that you do as far as calming fears, or is that all left up to the doctors as the patients are asking questions and things?
Nine times out of ten, the nurse is the one involved. I don't do cosmetic surgery, but I have been involved in surgeries. So you just kind of get them prepared, you know, you do the prep, you let them know what's going to happen and how it goes, and you just keep them engaged. So that keeps them calm, so that's what we do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well,
we don't
keep
do
them
many
calm.
Cosmetic is not something I know about.
Okay. Well, maybe not in the aesthetics of it, but the whole idea of just surgeries, period, because I'm sure that
right.
there is where it's universal, you know, because
right.
you're prepping for surgery and this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. The doctor would be with you in a moment and, you know, and all of that. So cool. Now, has cosmetic surgery been something that you've been interested in or whatever? I know you and I have talked about this on a lot of occasions. Everybody think that I swear I'm going to get a rhinoplasty. No, I'm not, because this nose that I have, as large as it as some may be, it's not Karl Malden. However, it is historic. Okay, this nose
right.
here is a family trait. So I do not want to, you know, to destroy it. Plus, it fits my face now. You know, as long as I maintain a cute little weight, it will maintain, okay? And this, that, and the third. So has that been something that you wanted to get involved with or anything?
Well, you know, maybe work in the industry, but never. I feel the same way you do. It took me a long time to get used to this face and this body, honey. I like it now, so I don't want to change it. But I'm, you know, I'm not upset with people who do, and I try to understand how they feel about that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
It's not for me.
Okay. Well, cool beans, honey. I've been considering that, you know, when I've seen these Brazilian butt lifts and carrying on, y'all know since I've had this damn gastric surgery, I have just been flipping out about my ass because it is flat. Okay. At least to me. It just doesn't look. And my ass has always been my attention grabber and carrying on. So for it to be gone or whatever, or I feel as though it's gone, it bothers me, okay? And I'm having a real bad, you know, time with all of this. Yes, I know about getting into the gym, which I'm going to be doing, so I could tone and this, that, and the other. But let me ask you this, John. As you said, I know Dr. Nedra sits up there and counsels, but is that a big worry about certain people? Because, like, for me, it is for me, but my worry is, you know, is this the easy way out? You know, if I could run and go do this just to have the easy way out versus, you know, taking the time, and it may take me a year and a half to get my ass to look right.
Well, you know, some people just don't have the genetics there to have it, to be honest with you.
Well, how
you know, I go to the I work out 3 times a week, and I'm very dedicated to my workout regimen, and, you know, I just don't have the mass back there. I never have had it to have the nice, round, supple ass. So no matter how much working out I would have done or how much running, I was a track star in high school. You know, I lettered in track.
Right, okay.
And so I have these beautiful calves, still got them, and got these beautiful legs. You know, that's one of my best features is my legs and my calves. I mean, I've had the most random people come up to me and tell me how good my calves look. But at the same time, I didn't have an ass. So no matter what I would, you know, you talk about the easy way out. Sometimes it's the only way out.
How about that?
You could spend a year in the gym and go to the gym for a year and not see any results or not see the results that you thought that you're going to get. And, you know, some people, it's just genetics that they don't have it there. Like if you look, you say you lost a bunch of weight, well, the only thing that gave you an ass before might have been just fat, you know, just to be honest with you. And no amount of muscle building, you know, the muscles just might not be adequate back there to have the shape that you want.
Interesting.
Does that make sense? Does that make perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense. Wow. Well, okay.
I was gonna ask. I didn't know if you noticed, but we were on Married to Medicine a couple of days ago. Did you know? Did you see us on there?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, Lisa was. Lisa, our nurse practitioner, was performing a tattoo removal on one of the stars of Married to Medicine.
Oh, no, I missed that. Okay, wait a minute. I'm going to have to go. I'm sure that they have it in the archives somewhere. Okay, 989.
It's on our Facebook. We put it on our Facebook page, so it's on our Facebook page.
Okay, love. Okay, cute. I'm going to close down 989, and then I'm going to bring up 313-772. 313-772. Hi, you're dishing tea.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay, hey, darling.
All right, I've been shitting bricks about this one. This one I'm scared to ask, but I'm just going to dive right into it. This is for Mr. John, I do believe.
Uh-huh.
You're heterosexual, right?
I'm not heterosexual, no.
Oh, darn it, then I guess this question would not apply. Damn.
Well, you can ask it anyway. I might be able to answer.
Well, no, because I was going to ask you from a very, I guess, hoish point of view. what is the point and purpose of man having a presentable ass? I don't get that for the heterosexual male. And I was, I guess, play devil's advocate, if you will, and like, you know, tear that apart, because me personally, it hurt my feelings to see a gorgeous ass on a straight man. At least one is crying. It's just heartbreaking. I think it ought to be prohibited by law.
I agree with you.
Well, you know, let me calm that, because yes, as though we may think that it should be prohibited by law, most of our sisters, honey, you know, they like a man to be, you know, as proportionate as possible. And you know, I hate using that word, honey, because that's been such a damning word, you know, for those of us who are, you know, not necessarily aesthetically proportioned the way society wants us to be. I like a man of size. So, you know,
yeah,
everything.
But you want to hear that from a straight dude. Like, I would really love to hear a dude actually, you know, stand up for his ass.
You would in the bodybuilding world. The bodybuilder's wheel.
And as far as the anal bleaching part, and I know this is a very specific area, but porn stars, straight porn stars, they do it. because, you know, when they're filming back there, you know, they're doing, you know, they're not getting any action in it, but, you know, they're doing something to somebody else, you know, that's in the shot, and you don't want it to be nasty and dirty looking. You want it to be nice and pink and supple looking.
I know, that just tickles me too. That tickles me too. I'm like, really? I'm still flabbergasted with that. I'm trying to get that one, honey. I'm like, what? And I, you know what, I guess what I would have to see before and after pictures of that in order to really get it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Google some on the internet. Google some on the internet. There's plenty out there.
Because, yeah, I got to get that one, honey.
It comes painful from Mr. John's perspective. Yeah, it translates, at least for someone like me, like, wow, you get to decorate it. to what degree, you know, what shade you want it to be. And I mean, I've heard of it before, and I knew what it was, but I didn't know it was so, you know, it was such a thing like that.
Oh, it is a thing. It's very much a thing. And
anal?
You know, it's very, very popular, and a lot of people, you know, and, you know, we're all adults here, so, you know, a lot of people, you know, like to get service back there orally. And,
right.
You know, when you're doing that to someone, you know, let's face it, you want to look as pretty as you can if you're going to do that, right?
Okay, I got you there. I got you. Okay,
and,
then you... Okay.
And some heterosexual men like to get service back there too.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well, you do want to make dinner look presentable. I understand.
Exactly.
That.
Presentation is everything.
Hot damn.
Yes, sir.
And let's face it, if you're going to bury your face in it, you know.
Well, that there is true. That, okay, that there is true. That's true. Well, all right. Well, John, let everybody know where they can find everything, especially if you're here in the Atlanta area, or if you're traveling and shopping and want to find out more about Dr. Nedra Dodds and see, you know, the kind of work that she does, because it is very important that not only that you find out about the types of procedures, you also want to research your doctors to make sure that your doctors are capable, and then to see their work, to see what's what and this, that, and the other. So let everybody know where to find you guys.
Our website is aestheticartsbyopulence.com. Our phone number is area code 770-591-3429. You can like us on Facebook for specials and certain offers we're having. You can always email us at refinedbeauty@opulencecs.com. If you have questions, we welcome calls. You can call us with questions or just come by and see us. We're located in Kennesaw, Georgia. And as far as researching your doctor, I highly recommend that when you're going to do any procedure, research your doctor, find out how much of it they've done, and look for someone that's a doctor's doctor, like Dr. Nedra. I can't tell you how many doctors she trains on a weekly basis to do these things. So she's the one training the trainer, so to speak. So,
oh, wow.
So she is, you know, she's very good at what she does. She's very much an artiste.
All right. And you have to go check out these pictures on this website, honey. I'm sitting up here. I'm looking for
you. Did you find my ass?
I'm looking for you. And I think, see, I don't think you wanted these before and afters yet. I think you're probably one of the cover models. Oh, wow. Okay. But in any event, yes, my darling, honey, I want to thank you for coming on, because this here, I really believe that men, you know, number one, if we could get past all the machismo-ness of all of this, you know, and what's supposedly this and what's supposedly that, and then go into looking at this as medical procedures and things and wanting to enhance and to look good and all of that, then I think we can better, you know, remove a lot of the stigma from it, you know. But the industry itself is taking on is taking a life of its own because more and more folks are doing just that. So having said that, my darling, thank you for your time. And thank you for coming on and doing this thing, honey. I got to find you. I ain't found you yet, honey. I'm going by.
Well, keep looking. Keep looking. There.
Each individual picture, honey. And then too, I'm trying to. I don't want to ask you which section you in. What section?
I believe it's in the men's section. There's before and after. There should be a before and after of men's procedures.
Oh, I don't see that because everything. I'm in the gallery, so I'm all in the gallery.
Yeah, just go look at the specific men's services. Last time I looked, it was there, but I'm pretty sure it's there.
Oh, okay. I'm sure going to find it. I'm going to find it. In any event, thank you, darling, and give my love to Dr. Nedra. I will be getting in contact with all of you soon. I don't know if I'm going to have a procedure. I don't know. See, all this is kind of cute.
I can't wait to meet you in person.
Okay. Listen to here. You know, and we'll go through all of that because, yes. I don't know. It's very tempting. I will say that. It's very, very tempting. So,
but thank you for having me on your show. I really enjoyed it.
I had a good time. So you guys go ahead and make some other customers happy and stay opulent.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, darling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that there is today's program, honey. I hope there was some information here that you guys can pull from and then to do your research on, honey, because, you know, this here, it is what it is, baby. This is where we've come to. And you may not think that this is something for you or anything, but at least if you have the information, you're able to make conscious decisions so that you have the knowledge in order to do so. And it won't just be some kind of second guess and this, that, and the other. Always, always, always do your research. Always, always, always make sure that if you don't know, you ask the questions. Ask the questions so that you can make an informed decision. If this is for you, if it's not for you, then at least you have the decision here to pass it on to somebody else, or at least you have the information to know that it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? So there you have it. Oh, next week, we're going to be joined by, his name is Mr. Kamen. Oh, wait a minute. I just lost his name. Ha. He's a radio talk show host. How about that? And I just tore his name up and everything, trying to be cute, but I'm still on this anal bleaching thing, honey. I ain't got over that yet. Ain't no bleaching. For real? For real, for real, baby. Okay. That tickles me, honey. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Okay. However, we're going to be back here next week, honey, the same time, same space. And you know what? I forgot to say this at the beginning of the program, that this is June, which is Black Music Month. Black Music Month. So I'm going to be doing something to help celebrate that. The music that you heard today was music from Shirley Bassey. Yes, I love Shirley. And et cetera, et cetera. So next week we're going to be going into this, and I'm going to be talking with Kamen Allen. That's his name. Thank you. Mr. Kamen Allen, who is going to be here. He's branching out into his own. He has spit and walked on ground, and I'm dreaming to step on. So we're going to have him here next week, and then we're going to get into him and talk about the whole idea of him branching out on his own and how he got into understanding music and loving music and how he got into radio himself. He has a fantastic voice. When you hear his voice, I'm telling you, you're going to melt like I did. So with that being said, honey, that there is that. Plus, I'm going to be doing something for Juneteenth as well, which I like to call African American Independence Day. So, So with that, my darlings, you guys be sure to stay tuned and to stay focused with us, okay? So you may finish all of your crumpets, darling, because the tea has been dished. And you've been dishing tea, my darlings, right here with Big Meats, honey. If you love me, tell a friend. If you hate me, honey, tell an enemy. But do know this, one way, shape, style, form, or fashion, this thing here is moving forward. Until we meet again, honey, I will talk with you soon. Ciao.